Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos Daf Chaf Hei. We are holding on the top of Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. We are at the Mishnah, I believe, already on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Aleha Shalom, as well as by Ken and Marcy Kapel, in memory of Ken's grandfather, Jacob Kapel, whose yahrzeit was yesterday, Yaakov Emanuel Ben Chaim Zev, and Ken's mother, Evelyn Kapel, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow, Avigail Bas Chaim Shraga Feivel, the Neshama Shavin Aliyah, and is also sponsored by David and Debbie Adelson, Lila Nishmas, David's grandmother, Chana Bas Rav Shlomo Yehuda Arya Hashem Yom Kamdomo, who was murdered in Majanik today in 1943, in celebration of our granddaughter's birthday in Eretz Yisrael, which is also on Yom Yerushalayim. We thank the happy birthday to the Adelson granddaughter. We thank all the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship, and a happy Yom Yerushalayim to everybody. I hope everyone said the Yom of Yom Sheni with a little extra kavana. The whole thing's about Yerushalayim. So if you didn't, go back and say it again. And this time, focus a little bit. Okay. So what we're gonna talk about today is the following. So first, the Mishnah is going to talk about cases of a chiyuv for Shavuos Bitui relating to acherim, meaning I take a Shavuos Bitui, but normally it's about I will do, I won't do, I did do. But what about other people? I will, you know, is there such a thing as a Shavuos Bitui relating to not myself but to other people? And we'll talk about a Shavuos Bitui about something that's ein bo mamish, that's not of not about something of substance. The Gemara is then going, I mean, it's about an activity rather than about an item. So then the Gemara is going to discuss a chumrah that Shavua has over Nedarim and a chumrah that Nedarim has over Shavua. And then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas where the one is chayiv for a Shavua that someone else did something, and we're going to relate it to a machlokas tanayim, and then we're going to have two questions on one of the shitos. So we're going to have this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. It's really the bulk of the daf is going to be about this. A machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, if you say Shavua shezarak ploni tzror liyam vishalo zarak, a Shavua that someone else was, did something, that he threw a rock into the ocean or did not throw a rock into the ocean. We're going to have a machlokas Rav and Shmuel about that. We're going to discuss what's behind each shita. We're going to challenge, we're going to suggest two different machlokas tanaim that it might be related to. We're going to challenge the shita of Shmuel twice, and that's going to bring us all the way to the middle of Amud Beis. And then in the middle of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to start exploring the connection between Shavuos Ha'edus and Shavuos Bitui. Is there ever any overlap between the two? And in what ways are they similar to each other? What ways are they separate from one another? So let's begin at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, Echad Varm Shel Atzmo Vechad Varm Shel Acherim. Whether a Shavuos Bitui applies, whether it's about yourself or whether it's about other people. Echad Varm Sheish Ben Mamish Vechad Varm Shein Ben Mamish. And whether it's about something that is a physical mamashos, that you take a Shavua that you're going to eat or not going to eat, where there's mamashos to the food, and or it's something Shein Ben Mamish that, nevertheless, if you violate the Shavua B'mezid, you chayiv malchus and b'shogeg, you chayiv a korban olav yored. So ketzad, what would be an example of Shavua's bitur that relates to acherim? Omer Shavua she'etein l'ish ploni v'shelo etein. A Shavua that I'm going to give something to so-and-so, or that I won't give something to so-and-so. Or she'nasati v'shelo nasati, in the past tense, that I already gave something to so-and-so, or that I did not already give something to so-and-so. And what are things that are ein ben mamish? She'ishan v'shelo ishan. A Shavua that I will sleep or that I will not sleep. So sleep is something that doesn't have mamashus, and similarly in the past tense, she'yashanti v'shelo yashanti, that I did sleep or that I did not sleep. Or she'ezrok tzror liyam, another example of Shavua she'ein bo mamish, which is a surprising example, is a Shavua that I will throw a rock into the ocean, v'shelo ezrok, or I will not throw a rock into the ocean, she'zarakti, that I threw a rock into the ocean, v'shelo zarakti, or that I did not throw a rock into the ocean. Now Rashi points out, even though the rock is a yesh bo mamish, since it's about an activity and it's not really about the rock, meaning there are two types of Shavua she'ein bo mamish, where the Shavua is not about an object, it's only about an activity like sleeping, or even if it was related to an object but in a way that you don't get any hana'a from the object, meaning why is throwing a rock into the ocean different than saying achalti or lo achalti? Because achalti is not only about an object, it's not not only about food, but I get direct hanah from that object, from the food. When it comes to throwing a rock, I throw a rock or don't throw a rock, doesn't give me any hanah whatsoever. So the chiddush is that that's also called ein bo mamish. There's no hanah shel mamashus that one gets. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel teaches a chiddush that einu chayev el ala asad lavo, that a person is only going to be chayev a korban for shvuas bitoy if it's a shvuah about the future. That dafka by korban that he's going to be chayev only if it's a shvuah about the future, if he did it b'shogeg. But if he took the shvuah b'mezid, Rabbi Shmuel agrees that you're going to be chayev malkus, even if it's about the past. But when, as far as korban is concerned, for doing it b'shogeg, it's only ala asad lavo. Shenemar, how does he know that? Because the pasuk says lahara o lehetiv. The pasuk by korban for shvuas bitoy says o nefesh kisi shaval levate v'svasayim lahara o lehetiv. So it's talking about doing something in the future for better or for worse. So that's where you chayev a korban olav yored. But in the past, for something that you've already done in the past, you're not going to be chayev a korban olav yored. So amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva challenges Rabbi Shmuel. Im kain, if you're being medayik from the lashon lahara o lehetiv, ein liel dvarm sheish ben hara v'atava, I would only know about things that have hara v'atava, like you're not going to eat, which is hara'a, because it's causing, it's depriving your physical body. Or you're going to eat, which is hatava, because it's indulging your physical body. But dvarm shein ben hara v'atava, what about throwing a rock into the ocean, where there's no hara'a v'atava, it's not depriving or indulging or anything? Minayin, how do I know that that's also included in Shavuos Bitoy? So Amalo, Rabbi Shmuel says, well, may riboy akasuf, it's from a riboy that the pasuk says l'chol asher yivate. So that's how I know that it's not only matters relating to hara v'atava. So Amalo, Rabbi Akiva says back, exactly. In riboy akasuf l'kach, riboy akasuf l'kach. If you can use that riboy to tell me that Shavuos Bitoy covers even things that are not hara v'atava, then you should use that riboy in the pasuk to tell me that Shavuos Bitoy is inclusive even on the shvul l'shaavar. It shouldn't have to be only ala asad lavo. It should be about past tense things as well. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Is one chayev a korban olav yored for a shvuas bitoy on a past tense shvuah, on a shvuah about what did or did not happen? So now says the Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan. Chomer b'nedarim b'shvuos, chomer b'shvuos b'nedarim. Shvuos and nedarim each have a chumrah over the other. Chomer b'nedarim shan nedarim chal mal dvar mitzvah k'dvar rishus. A neder could be chal on a dvar mitzvah like a dvar rishus. If a person takes a neder, konam yeshiva sukkah alai, or konam netilas lulav alai, the neder is going to be chal, and he's now not allowed to do that mitzvah, meaning mitam the neder, he's not allowed to do that mitzvah. Mashein ken b'shvuos, as opposed to by a shvua, if he says a shvua that I will not simin sukkah, or a shvua that I will not take a lulav, so then the shvua is not going to be chal at all, and he has to be mekayim the mitzvah properly. He's going to be chayv malkus for a shvua shav, that's a separate thing, because you're not allowed to take a shvua not to do those things. He's going to be chayv, not to call the shvua shav, but he's going to still be obligated to do the mitzvah. The shvua is not going to be chal. Now, why is there a difference between shvuas and nedarim in this regard when it comes to being mevatel the mitzvah? So that's a sugyan meseches nedarim and daf tezayin. The Gemara darshins, the pasuk says, ish ki yidor neder la'ashem, o yishava shvua, so then it says, lo yachal dvaro. So there are two limudim about shvuos and nedarim, about a person takes a shvua or a neder to be mevatel mitzvah. One to tell me that it's chal to be mevatel mitzvah, and the other to tell me that it's not chal. From, la'ashem, it sounds like it's chal to be mevatel mitzvah Hashem. Lo yachal dvaro sounds like dvaro lo yachal, but chavtei Shemayim Yachal, that it's not going to be chal when it's against Chafzei Shemayim. So the Gemara explains that the drasha that it's chal to be mevatel mitzvah is more mistaver to apply to nedarim, because since a person says konim yeshiva sukkah alai and he asers the sukkah on himself, so that neder is going to be chal because he's asering himself from the hana'a of the sukkah, as opposed to a shavua where a person says I take a shavua that I will not sit in sukkah. You're meshuba to sit in sukkah. You have an obligation to sit in sukkah. You can't take a dinner, a shavua on the gavra that you're not going to do a mitzvah. The gavra is chayim in mitzvahs. A chefza, a neder, yeah, you can take a shavua on the chefza. Tosos points out that the Gemara on Daf Chavtes tells us that a shvua could be chal even if you use a lashon of neder. That the Gemara says, if let's say you say peros elu alai b'shvua, right? You say so you make it about the chefza, not about the gavra. Peros elu, but then you use the word b'shvua, so that's going to be chal. Now, based on what we're just saying right now, that then the shvua can be chal to be mevata lemitzvah, because the whole reason that the whole distinction between neder and shvua is that neder is about the chefza and shvua is about the gavra. So you can't take a shvua not to do a mitzvah because the gavra is already chayiv in the mitzvah. But if it's possible to take a shvua about a chefza, so then the chora, it should be possible for a shvua to be chal to be mevatel a mitzvah. So how is that chomer b'nedarim that nedarim are chal on a dvar mitzvah? A shvua could also be chal on a dvar mitzvah if you formulate it properly, if you formulate it about a chefza. So that's Tosfos Kasha in Dibra Maskel Ma. So Tosfos says that when we say that nedarim are chal on a dvar mitzvah, nedarim are chal on a dvar mitzvah in all circumstances, because nedarim are always about the chefza, as opposed to a shvua, where in most cases a shvua is not going to be chal on a dvar mitzvah, because in most cases a shvua is about the gavra, not about the chefza. Even though in a chinami, there's a way to formulate your shvua where your shvua is actually about the chefza and not the gavra. So the other answer Tos says is that it's not normal for a shvua to be chal to mivatal a mitzvah. Even if someone says yeshiva sukkah alai shvua, so it doesn't really mean that he's asking the sukkah on himself. He's asking himself in the sukkah because it's not whenever you use the word meaning when the Gemara says that a shvua could be chal b'lasho neder. What does the Gemara mean? Are you making an isser chefza and you just happen to be using terminology of a shvua which normally means isser gavra, or are you making an isser gavra and you just happen to be using terminology of a chefza which is lashon neder? So the Satos says maybe you're really making an isser gavra and you're just saying you're just using the terminology of neder of peros elu, which sounds more like neder and less like shavua, but maybe really it's a shavua. Okay, so anyway, so that's the chumrah that nedarim have over shavuos, that nedarim are chal on a dvar mitzvah, a shavua is not going to be chal on a dvar mitzvah. What about the reverse? Chomer b'shavuos, shavuos chalos al davar shein bo mamish, kedavar sheyesh bo mamish. A shavua could be chal on something that has no substance, like a shavua that I will sleep, a shavua that I won't sleep, as just like it could be chal on something that's yesh bo mamish, like a shavua that I will eat, mashen ken b'nedarim. As opposed to neder, it's only chal on something that's yesh bo mamish. But if a person asks bekonam something that's ain bo mamish, he says neder hanof from sleep kodem shani yashin. So then his neder is not going to be chal. So the Mishnah had said ketzad. What would be an example of a shvuah's bitui relating to other people? Amar shvuah she'etain leploni v'shelo etain. A shvuah that I will give something to so and so, or I won't give to so and so. Says Gemara, my etain. What do you mean you're going to give to who? What are we talking about? Ilay mitzadakah la'ani. If we're talking about giving tzedakah to a poor person, mushbevon mersinehu. You have a mitzvah to give tzedakah to a poor person. So the shenemar nason titain lo. Pasuk says nason titain lo. So you can't take a shvuah on etain or lo etain. That's a shvuah in a dvar mitzvah. That's not gonna work. Ella matana la ashir. No, who says anything about a poor person? He said a shvuah that you're gonna give. You'll give a matana to an ashir. That's what it's referring to. The Ran asked the question, l'chora, how can you take a shvuah? You're going to give a matana to an ashir. The ashir may not accept the matana. So any matana sichya, he may not be interested in your matana. So it's not biyado to do. And anytime it's not biyado to be mekayim the shvuah, so that's a shvuah shav. That's not a shvuah's bitui. If you don't have the capacity, you don't have the ability to see to it that you fulfill the shvuah. So the Ran suggests that no, the lashon of the shvuah probably reflected it. You say shvuah she'atein im yirta lekabel, that I'm taking a shvuah that I'm going to give it to him if he wants to be mekabel it. So it's a conditional shvuah on his kabbalah. Or he says that even if you don't say shvuah she'atein im yirta lekabel, it's understood that that's what you mean. You say shvuah she'atein means I promise to give a gift to this guy. Obviously, it means if he wants to be mekabel the gift. Now the Rashba has an interesting ha'ar over here. He said it can't be that we're talking about shvuah to give tzedakah to an ani, because that you're mushba v'yomid on. So says Rashba, is that always true? You always have a chiv to give tzedakah to an ani? Not every time you wake up in the morning do you wake up with a chiv to give tzedakah. The Rashba says, when do you have a chiv to give tzedakah? If the ani asks you for tzedakah, you have to give tzedakah. That's a mitzvah da'oraisa. Lo sa'amit, it's multiple isurim da'oraisa, lo sikpul sa'amit, right? You have have to, you're not allowed to turn him down, but you don't have to go give tzedakah to any time you know that there is an ani somewhere. You don't have to go seek him out every morning and to go find an ani to give tzedakah to. So if you take a shvur to give tzedakah to an ani who has not asked you for tzedakah, l'chorah the shvur should be chal, says the Rashba, because that's not a shvur on something that you're obligated to do. And he says, in addition to that, you also only have to give an ani a matana mu'etes. You only need to give the ani what he needs to get through that day, to get through a short amount of time. And if you take a shvur to give more than that, then l'chorah the shvur should be chal, because it's not a shvur about something that you're anyway obligated to do. Let's say I take a shvur to give $1 million to an ani. The ani doesn't need $1 million right now. That's going to take care of him for a very, very, very long time. So that's not something that I'm obligated to do. So why is it that the Gemara dismisses so quickly that etain can't mean tzedakah l'ani, because tzedakah l'ani is something you're automatically obligated into? So the Rashba writes, yeah, all of that is in the Gemara's teretz, that you're saying that you're going to give a matana to an ashir. That's what it means, meaning that legabe $1 million gift. He would be considered an ashir, not an ani, meaning it would be an usher type of matana, not a tzedakah type of matana. Anything that's lamala minat sarichlo, anything that's beyond what he actually needs, is considered to be an usher vis-a-vis that thing. Okay, she'ishan v'shlo ishan. Then the Mishnah said, "Shvuah's bito is going to be chal if you take a shvuah that I will sleep or that I won't sleep." So Eini asked the Gemara, is that true? V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Shvua Shlo Ishan Shlosha Yamim. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that even if you just take a Shvua that you're not going to sleep for 3 days, Malkin or so, we give him Malkus right away because it's a Shvua Shavi Yash in the altar and he's got to go to sleep right away because the Shvua is not going to, doesn't have to, he's allowed to go to sleep right away because the Shvua is not going to be Chal on when you Aser Shena from yourself because it's not even possible to fulfill it. So if that's true, even if you take a Shvua not to sleep for 3 days, then I would imagine if you just take a blanket shvua not to sleep, that for sure it's a shvua shav, and you should have to sleep. So how could that be a valid form of shvua's bitoy? So it says, well, no, hasam da amar shlosha, hacha da amar shlosha. When you said 3 days, we know that means it's impossible, and that's a shvua shav. But when you just say stam, shvua shlo ishan, it doesn't mean shvua shlo ishan forever. It means a shvua that I'm going to deprive myself of sleep for much longer than I usually do, that I'm going to push myself really yard to not sleep as much as I normally would. The Chiddush Eran is mechalek that if a person takes a shvua, let's say that he's not going to eat for a month, so that's not the same as a shvua shloishan shlosha yamim, because it's possible for a person to fulfill the shvua that he's not going to eat for a month. He'll die, but he'll fulfill the shvua and he won't eat for a month. Right, the last several weeks of it he'll be dead, but that's he still won't be eating. So it's possible. Do that, but by sleeping, it's not possible to fulfill that shvua because you'll doze off before you die, right? I mean, the person's not going to drop dead from not sleeping, he'll just fall asleep from not sleeping. So, Chiddush Eran makes such a chilik. It doesn't say the Rambam in the fifth paragraph of the Shavuos does not seem to make that chilik. Now, it's interesting, the Gemara's Kasha seems to assume that if a person takes a shvua, she'ishan or shalo ishan, it would mean forever. That whenever you say a stam, it means, and then the Gemara's answer is, no, it doesn't really mean forever. He means for as long as he could possibly handle it. In general, when a person takes a shvua stam, the Rashba points out, it means forever. But that's only if it's possible to do forever. A person takes a shvua not to sleep, it's not possible to do that forever, and therefore that can't be what he means by his shvua. The Rash, however, in Simcha Falef writes that if a person takes a stam shvua not to sleep, he means forever, and it's a shvua shav. What the Gemara says over here is that the guy didn't say 3 days, he said a day or 2 days, meaning not that he left it stam. The Rosh says, even the Maskana said Gemara, if you just take a shvua that you're not going to sleep, that's worse than a shvua that you're not going to sleep for 3 days. That's a shvua you're not going to sleep forever. That's not chal, it's a shvua shav, and you can sleep right away. The Gemara's answer is delo amar shlosha means rather he said yom or yomayim, he said a day or 2 days. So that's machlokas, Rashman and the Rosh. What the Gemara is saying in the end is he saying saying it's Stam, and Stam we interpret to mean Yoma Yomayim, or does he have to dafka say Yoma Yomayim? Okay, Vaitu the Gemara. Ezrok Shol Liyam V'Shalo Ezrok. The Mishnah said that one of the examples of Shavuos Bito is that I'm going to throw a rock into the ocean, or that I won't throw a rock into the ocean. Say Itmar. Shavuos Shezarak Ploni Tzror Liyam V'Shalo Zarak. Let's say I take a Shavuos that this guy, that someone else threw a rock into the ocean, or that he did not throw a rock into the ocean, and I'm lying about it. So Rav Amr Chayiv. Rav says, if I lied about it, B'Shogeg, I'm Chayiv a Karban, U'Shmuel Amr Patr. Shmuel says, you're Patr from a Karban. What's the Svarah for each one? Rav Amr Chayiv Isei B'Lavehein. Rav says, you're Chayiv because that Shmuel could be Chal, both in the positive and the negative. You could say, Shalo Zarak Ploni Tzror Liyam, and Shazarak Ploni Tzror Liyam. So since both possibilities exist as a full Shavuos Bitoy, so that's a Shavuos Bitoy you're going to be Chayiv a Karban for, as long as it's possible in the positive and the negative, and it makes sense in both the positive and the negative, that counts as a regular Shavuos Bitoy. Shmuel Amar Patur Leisei B'Lahaba. Shmuel says, no, you're Patur for Shavuos Bitoy because while it's true that it could work in the positive and the negative, it cannot work past tense and future tense. A Shavuos about what someone else is doing, or it only works about what someone else did do. That I can take a Shavuos, but I cannot take a Shavuos about what someone else will do, because I have absolutely no control or knowledge about what someone else will do. So since it's not shaykh to talk about lahaba, that someone else is going to throw a rock into the ocean, so therefore even l'sha'avar, that's not considered a Shavuos Bitoy for which you're chayiv a karban. That is the shita of Shmuel. So again, very yisodistic, that Rav holds that in order to be a Shavuos Bitoy, you only need the possibility of lav and hain, and Shmuel holds, no, you also need the possibility of lahaba and l'sha'avar. So lema b'plukta d'Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Kamifli, says, oh, this might be a machlokas tanaim. Ditnan, our Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel, lomarinu chayiv al-asulavo. They only chayiv for Shavuos Bitoy about the future, Rabbi Shmuel said, Shenamar, because after all, the pasuk says, lahara olehetiv, that it's about what will be. Amal Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva challenged him, and he said, imkein in the old dvarm sheish ben arava atava, dvarm sheish ben arava atava, minayin. But by your logic, how would you know that a Shavuos Bitoy is going to be chal, even on something that neither physically indulges or deprives your own body? How do I know that that would also be included? So Amalom, Riboy Akasav, so Rabbi Shmuel said back to him, because the Pasuk has a Riboy, L'chol Asher Yivate. So Amalom, so Rabbi Kiva says, yeah, in Riboy Akasav L'kach, Riboy Akasav L'kach, just like you learn from that Riboy that it includes things that do not have Harav V'Atava, you should also learn from that Riboy that it should also apply to things that are L'shavar, things that are past tense and not future tense. Ooh, so you see, this might be the exact Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, that Rav holds that your Chayiv is Damak Rabbi Akiva. He holds like Rabbi Akiva that you chayiv on the Shmuel the Sha'avar. And Shmuel says that you're Pater, Damak Rabbi Shmuel. He holds like Rabbi Shmuel that Pater's you on a Shmuel the Sha'avar. So that seems to be the exact machlokas. So says Merno, Alibad Rabbi Shmuel, within the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, that who Pater's you on any Shmuel the Sha'avar, on any past tense Shmuel, then Kuleam lo pligi, that of course, there's no doubt that if a guy says, Shavua Shezarak Ploni Tzror Liyam, that so-and-so threw a rock into the ocean, of course it's going to be Patr. It's a Shmuel L'Sha'avar. So that's not the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel know that Rabbi Shmuel would hold your Patr in such a case. Because Hashta Milsa Di'isa B'Laba Lo Mechayv Le Rabbi Shmuel L'Sha'avar. If even when it comes to something that's possible to formulate in the future tense, Rabbi Shmuel is still going to say, but if it's in past tense, you're going to be Patr. Milsa D'Lesa B'Laba Mibayi. Something that's not even possible to formulate in future tense, meaning something that's about somebody else doing an activity. It's not even possible to formulate that in future tense. Obviously, Rabbi Shmuel is going to say that you're putter if you, even when you formulated it in past tense, because anything in past tense, Rabbi Shmuel says, is not included in Shavuos Bitoy. So you're never going to be chayiv a korban for something about for a shavua about what did happen. So that's not a machlokas. There's no room for a machlokas. Ki pligi alibit Rabbi Akiva. The whole machlokas is within shitas Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah says that you could be chayiv a shavua, you could be chayiv Shavuos Bitoy even when you take a shavua about what already happened. So Rav Rabbi Akiva, Rav seems seems to be saying just like that, just like Rabbi Akiva, that I could be chayiv a shvua even for what did, for something that did happen. Shmuel Amar Ad Kan Lo Mechayiv Rabbi Akiva Hasam L'Sha'avar Ella Milsa Di Isa B'Lahaba, and Shmuel would say no, Rabbi Akiva only is mechayiv you for a shvua L'Sha'avar if it's possible for to take a parallel shvua about the future, meaning when you took a shvua about what you did, so at least it's possible to take a shvua about what you will do, because you're taking a shvua about yourself, and therefore you could be chayiv a shvua about what you did, because it's at least possible to have in about the future as well. So mechayiv milsa disa b'laba mechayiv Rabbi Akiva l'shavar avol midi delesa b'laba, but something about what someone else is doing, so that is not shaya to take a shvua b'laba. Then lo, then Rabbi Akiva is not going to be mechayiv in that case l'shavar either. If you're taking a shvua about someone else and that about what someone else did, Rabbi Akiva is likewise not going to be mechayiv you. And that's what Shmuel holds. Shmuel says, you're potter if you take a shvua that shezarak ploni tzror liyam. Since you cannot take a shvua she yizrok ploni tzror liyam, so your shvua shezarak ploni tzror liyam carries no weight to it. So that's Shmuel's interpretation of Rabbi Akiva. So it says, well, okay, so our first attempt to associate this machlokas Rav and Shmuel with the machlokas Tanayim fell on its face, right? Because there was no machlokas within Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, the whole machlokas has to be within Shitas Rabbi Akiva. So it says, well, let's try again. Lema biplukta de Rabbi Yudah Mesev Rabbanika Mifugi. But maybe this machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, again, the machlokas where they argue if it's if a shvua that somebody else did something, whether you're going to be chayiv for such a shvua, maybe that's subject to the machlokas Rabbi Yudah Mesev and Rabbanan de Tanan, because we have a Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin that tells us as follows. Nishbal Vatal a mitzvah. A person takes a shvua to be mevatel one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. V'lo bitel, then he was not mevatel that mitzvah. Pater, he's pater from violating the shvua because the shvua was never chal in the first place. But the kayem is a mitzvah, if he takes a shvua to yes fulfill a mitzvah, v'lo kiyem, and then he does not fulfill the mitzvah, pater, he's pater from any chiyuv shvua as well. The shvua is not going to be chal, even though he violated the shvua. This is machlokas Balamor Ramban. The Balamor writes that a shvua the kayem is a mitzvah. I say is not chal as far as carbon is concerned, but is chal as far as malchus is concerned. So we hear when it says pater, it means pater from a carbon, but you still chayv malchus. The Ramban says, no, it's not chal at all. Any shavua related, that's mitzvah related, is pashut not chal. It just doesn't mean anything. Because I might have thought that based on the kal v'chomer, you should be chayv like Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira. What does it mean? Why would Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira say? Dam Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, because Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira says, if when it comes to optional activities like throwing rocks into an ocean, we have no mushba mehar sinai, a lot of mushba mehar sinai leading up to Kabbalah Satori here, that no mushba mehar sinai, and nevertheless, if you take a shavua to do it, you're going to be chayiv a shavuos bitoy. So mitzvah, she mushba mehar sinai, a mitzvah that you already have an obligation from har sinai, ain't odin she chayiv aleha. I would think kal v'chomer that if you take a shavua to be mekayim that mitzvah, you're going to be chayiv for violating that shvua, meaning if taking a shvua on something that doesn't really matter, you're going to be chayiv for not doing it. Taking a shvua on something that's critically important, that's a mitzvah in the Torah, I would think, of course, you're going to be chayiv for not doing it. So Amalo, the Chum said back to Rabbi Akiva, lo, not true. In Marta b'shvus harishus shekein asa b'laav kehein, by shvus harishus, when you take a shvua about throwing something into the ocean, not, it could go in both the yes and the no direction. So since it's eligible to go in both directions, I could take a shvua yes to do it, no to do it, and no one cares, right? It's perfectly fine in either direction. That's why that's why the shvua is going to be chal. But Tomer b'shvus mitzvah shekein loss of a lav gain. But you can't say the same thing by shvus mitzvah, where shvus mitzvah, it's wonderful to take a shvua that you're going to do a mitzvah, but you cannot take a shvua that you're not going to do a mitzvah, and therefore, since it can't go in both directions, it can go in neither direction. And the shvua is not going to be chal in either direction. So this is the machlokas, Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira and the Rabbanan. The Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira says that a shvua on a mitzvah, even though you cannot take the shvua not to do the mitzvah, a shvua to yes do a mitzvah is going to be chal. chal. And the Rabbanan say, no, a shvua on a mitzvah can never be chal, because if it can't work in the negative, then it can't work in the positive either. So what does it have to do with our machlokas, Rav and Shmuel? Neimer, Rav, Damak, Rabbi Yudah Maseira. Rav says that if you take a shvua that so-and-so threw a rock into the ocean, you're going to be chayiv. He's saying, like Rabbi Yudah Maseira, that you don't need the shvua to be to work in both directions. Just like Rabbi Yudah Maseira says, you don't need the shvua to have the ability to work in both the yes and the no, in both the positive and the negative. So Rav says, you don't need the shvua to have the ability to work about past and future, right? You don't need it to work in multiple directions. Whereas Shmuel, Damak Rabbanan, Shmuel says, yes, you do. That just like the Rabbanan say, that in order for a shvua to do a mitzvah, in order for a shvua to be chal, it has to be able to work in the yes and the no. And that's why a shvua to do a mitzvah is not going to work, because a shvua not to do a mitzvah is certainly not going to work. So too, you need a shvua to be able to work past tense and future tense. And that's why a shvua about what somebody else did is not going to work, because I can't take a shvua about what somebody else will do. So says Gemara, no, it's not the machlokas. Within the sheet of Rabbi Yudah Maseira, there's no argument. Rabbi Yudah Maseira doesn't even require that it be possible in the negative and the positive. So obviously he doesn't require that it be possible to take a shvua about the past and the future. The machlokas is within the sheet of Rabbanan. Shmuel says very directly like the Rabbanan, that just like the Rabbanan require the Shmuel, just like the Rabbanan require that there be a possibility of a lav vehein, Shmuel requires that there be a possibility of both l'sha'avar and l'haba. So he says that Shmuel only works if all possibilities are there. V'rav kilo mechayv Rabbanan b'la vehein. Rav says no. The Rabbanan require that it be able to be a shvua in the positive and the negative, because d'chsiv, the pasuk says l'hara u'lehetiv behedya. It's beferish in the pasuk that a shvua has to be able to be both in the positive and the negative. But maybe when it comes to a shvua that can only go in the past tense and cannot go in the future tense, maybe that Shmuel doesn't. The Rabbanan don't require. Maybe the Rabbanan only require that which is explicit in the pasuk, that it be both possible to have a lav and a hain. But they do not require that it be possible to have both past tense and future tense. The very notion that past tense is even included in a shvua is only a riboy in the pasuk, and memela, the fact that the idea that it has to be eligible for both maybe is not true. So that's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So again, we tried twice to say that the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is really machlokas Tanaim. Both of them failed, right? In both situations, we said that's not really the machlokas. So now it says, okay, let's start challenging Shmuel. So again, Shmuel was one that said that if a person takes a shvua that so and so threw a rock into that somebody else threw a rock into the ocean, you're going to be potter from a carbon. It's not Shmuel's bitui, because it's about something that you cannot say in the future tense. So Masav Rav Amnuna, Rav Amnuna challenges Shmuel. Shmuel, you really require that it be both about that it be, have the ability to be both about past and future. The Mishnah is going to say later on, Lo achalti hayom. If a person takes a shvua that he didn't eat today, or that he didn't put on tefillin today, mashbiachani, right? A guy says, I didn't eat today, I didn't put on tefillin today, and someone else says, mashbiachani, I hereby impose a shvua on you to that effect. V'amar amen, and he says, amen to that. Chayiv, he's going to be chayiv, because that's as if he took the shvua directly. Well, bishlam lo achalti, ise belo ochel. I understand lo achalti could go in both past tense and future tense. You could take a shvua that you didn't eat, you could take a shvua that you will not eat. Eloloi nachti. But a shvua that you didn't put on tefillin, mi isay below aniach, can you take a shvua that you will not put on tefillin? That you're not allowed to do that. That's against what it's a shvua to mivatal a mitzvah. So don't you see that a shvua could be chal on past tense, even though you don't have the eligibility of future tense in that shvua? You know, it's not possible to take that shvua in future tense. So says Mar Humos of Lava Humafarik La Rav Hamnuna, who raised this challenge, also answered this challenge. Let's study in Katani. Chalti lekarbon, lo inachti lemalkus. Then in a chinami, you're not chayiv a carbon olivio rate for a shvua that lo inachti tefillin, because you cannot take a shvua that you will not put on tefillin. Ah, you chayiv malkus for having lied if you said lo inachti tefillin and in fact you did, but not in a chinami. It's not subject to the carbon olivio rate. There is a discussion. The Biura Lacha quotes Supreme Gadim is Mesupuk. What exactly the mitzvah of tefillin is? Is the mitzvah of tefillin to put on tefillin once a day, every day, or is the mitzvah of tefillin to put on tefillin all day? right? Meaning not only once a day, every day, but all day long. So Bir Allah quotes Prima Gazim is specific about that, but it seems like minimally it's once a day, every day. Rav Shachter always quotes Rav Salvechik, said in the name of his uncle, I think, in the name of the Brisker Rav, that no, the mitzvah of tefillin is every second that you're wearing tefillin is a mitzvah of tefillin. It's not like a daily mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah you have to do today. It's every second that you wear tefillin is a mitzvah of tefillin. Pashtus is this Gemara is against that, right? Meaning this Gemara seems like a riot to the Prima Gadim against the Brisker Rav, because the Gemara is assuming that if you're taking a shvuah that I will not put on tefillin, that's a shvuah to be mevatel the mitzvah. Well, the mechitesh is being a shvuah to be mevatel the mitzvah. I'll put on tefillin for twice as long tomorrow, right? Meaning it's not, if it's not about the daily, it's about how long you put on tefillin for. Now, in general, it's a pella that we only put on tefillin for a short period of time each day. If the mitzvah really is, you're supposed to have tefillin on as long as you can. You're supposed to have tefillin on all day long. But we do that because we can't keep a guf naki. So the minhag became to minimize the amount of time. That's why we don't put on tefillin at mincha. That's why we don't put on tefillin. We don't keep on tefillin all day because we assume that we can't keep a guf naki. But while we're davening shachar, so the mitzvah is you're supposed to keep the tefillin on all the time. Rav Shachter said that when he was a little boy growing up, his father didn't have too many svarim other than a shas and a shulchan aruch. So whatever his father had, he would try to read. So his father had a sefer from the Chida. So he said he used to read the Chida's right. So he said in that sefer from the Chida, he says that he had a Kabbalah that you're supposed to keep tefillin on for an hour. So if you daven for 40 minutes, you learn for 20 minutes after davening with your tefillin on. You daven for 35 minutes, you learn for 25 minutes with your tefillin on. So he said he tries to do that. He tries to learn for a little bit after davening. He davens for an hour anyway. But, you know, we were at the RCA convention, and Rabbi Penner announced before Mincha, no one should rush your Shmoneh Esrei. Rav Shachter's here anyway. You have nothing to rush for. You're just going to be sitting there waiting. So everyone should take their time. Okay, so Masa of Rava. Rava challenges a second kasha on Shmuel. Ezu yishvua shav. What's a shvua shav? Nishvua l'shanos ha-siyadu la-adam. You take a shvua against something that everybody knows to be true. Va'amar al-amud shal evan. You say about an amud shal evan, shu shal zav, that it's made out of gold. Va'amru l'vu shenikul l'shal shemini adam. Ula says, that's only if three people know that it's not made out of gold. So taima de nikr. Sounds like the only reason it's considered shvua shav is because it's something that's nikr. Halo nikr over mishum shvuas bitoy. But if it's not nikkur, then it would be a violation of shuas bitoy. But v'amai, why would you be chayiv a carbon for shuas bitoy? Ha'eno b'yeheshel zahav. Such a shvua cannot be true in the future tense. You cannot have a shvua that yeheshel zahav, that it will be made out of gold. It's that's not possible to magically turn it into gold. So that's not a shuas bitoy. L'chara, that's a shuas shav. So humosav lav hum mefarikla. So Rava asked this kasha, and he himself answered it. Nikkur over mishum shuas shav. Lo nikur over mishum shva sheker. That if three people recognize that it's not the case, then it's a violation of shva shav. But if three people do not recognize that it's that's not the case, then it's a violation of shva sheker, which is a type of shva's bitoy. But it's not it's not the din amiyuchad for shva's bitoy to be chayiv a korban b'shogeg, meaning that shva's bitoy and shva sheker are not two different things. But the ashara would be from two different places, and that's what the Gemara is saying. That it's not really that you'd get an ashara for shvuas bitoy, you'd get an ashara for shvuas sheker for saying something like that. So it doesn't have to be subject to shvuas bitoy. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to start exploring the connection between shvuas ha'edus and shvuas bitoy. What's shvuas ha'edus? Someone says, I want you to testify for me in a dine mamanis case that you know a testimony that works in my favor. And the other one says, I take a shvua, I don't know any such testimony. That's called shvuas ha'edus. So if he lied about that and he really did know the testimony, is chayiv a carbon olav yored, right? That's what the pasuk says. V'nefesh ki sechta v'shama kol olav hu edo ro yada im lo yagid. He doesn't say the testimony that he knows. V'nasa avono. Now, in order to be chayiv shvuas ha'edus, he has to be someone who's ro'i lehayid. He has to be someone who's kashal edus. Otherwise, who cares that he didn't share the edus? If he's pasal edus, his edus wouldn't mean anything anyway. So he has to be someone who's ro'i to say edus. And you're only chayv shvuas eidus in Beis Din. So the chara shvuas eidus is not a shvuas eidus seems like a very specific type of shvuas bitoy. But the Gemara is going to explore that. Meaning shvuas bitoy is that I will do something, I won't do something. So shvuas eidus seems to be like that. That shvuas eidus is that I swear I don't know any testimony and therefore I will not testify. But we see that shvuas eidus has rules that don't normally apply to shvuas bitoy. It only applies in Beis Din. It only applies for people who are kashal. Edus. So let's explore. So Amar Abaye. Abaye points out, even though Abaye says, meaning, even though we learned the Shita of Rav, that in order to be Chayv Shvuas Bitoy, Rav does not require that it be possible to be about past and future. Remember, Rav is one that said that if you took a Shvuah that someone else threw a rock into the ocean, you're going to be Chayv Shvuas Bitoy, even though it's impossible to take a Shvuah that someone else is going to throw a rock into the ocean. It's not possible about the future. Rav doesn't require that it be possible about the future. But nevertheless, if Rav will agree that if you say to somebody, Shvuah Sheini Yodei Lecha Edus, and it turns out that that you did not know the Edus, Shvuah Sheini Yodei Lecha Edus, that I do know Edus for you, and it turns out that you did not know the Edus, that you're going to be putter from a carbon Shvuah, why? Because if you were to take a Shvuah that you don't know the Edus, that's not a Shvuah's Bitui. That would be a Shvuah's Edus. So since in the reverse, in the negative formulation, it wouldn't be in the same category. It wouldn't be called the Shvuah's Bitui. It would be called the Shvuah's Edus. So therefore, when you formulate it in the positive, and it seems to fit the criteria of a Shvuah's Bitui, it's not a Shvuah's Bitui. You're not going to be Chayiv for a Shvuah's Bitui. That's the Chiddush. So he's being mechadish to us that Shvuah Se'edus is not chayiv as Shvuah Bitoy. It's its own separate category of Shvuah. And since you can't be chayiv mishum Shvuah Bitoy in one direction, so it wouldn't be called a Shvuah Bitoy in one direction, you wouldn't be chayiv for a Shvuah Bitoy in the other direction. Yadati v'lo yadati, if a person takes a Shvuah that I knew Edus, it takes a Shvuah that I don't know any Edus, and it's Edus that's needed, that's not needed right now, so it's not a Shvuah Se'edus, he's just saying a Shvuah's Bitoy about what he knows. So Machlokas, that's Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, whether you need a Shvuah's Bitoy to be possible about both the past tense and the future tense, because that Shvuah cannot be true about the future. You cannot say a Shvuah that I will know Edus. You have no idea whether you ever will know Edus. Hey Aditi velo hey Aditi Machlokas. And similarly, if a guy takes a Shvuah that I said Edus, or I did not say Edus, that's a Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, because again, you cannot take the Shvuah about the future tense that I will say Edus, because that's not because you're being nishma l'kayim as a mitzvah. A Shvuah is not going to be chal on I will say Edus. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Bishlam and Shmuel, and we'll get deeper into the sugya of the relationship between Shvuah Se'edus and Shvuah's Bitul.